A song upon the subject of having no depth. He doesn't have a problem with drugs. He just doesn't do them. He's fine that his mates have tattoos, but he reckons they'll rue them. He likes going to pubs, but he hates it when the music's too loud. He tends not to go to rock concerts, cause he can't stand the crowds. But all he's ever wanted to be is a rock star on Rage or MTV. But he knows that it's not very likely. He's just turned 30. He knows that he will always be a rock and roll nerd. He'll keep writing songs the world will never hear. Though they won't be heard, he'll just keep writing. Oh yeah. But you see, the problem is, he always dreamt of being a star, but he learned piano instead of guitar. Which in the 90s didn't get you very far. So while the other kids were learning Stairway, he was the piano to their forte. But he was convinced one day he'd rock their fucking asses and be an icon for the disenfranchised masses, and grow his hair long and rebel against the state. But just for now, that'd have to wait, cause he's running late for his morning classes, and he will always be a rock and roll nerd. He'll keep playing gigs that no one knows about, and though it sounds absurd, he'll just keep playing. Oh yeah. But you see, the problem is, there's not much depth in what he's singing. He's a victim of his upper middle class upbringing. So he can't write about the hood or bling bling. So he sits and imagines his girlfriend is dead to try and invoke some angst in his middle class head. But she's always fine at 9:30 when they go to bed. And he's not spent a single night in prison. He has no issues with nutrition. He has no drinking problem and no drug addiction. Unless you count the drugs they put in chicken. And marijuana always tends to make him cough. He doesn't look good with his t-shirt off, and when he tries to act tough, you can tell he's tricking. While his mates all go out late, a puffin' pills and a having fun, he goes home and showers and gets a good 8 hours. He gets his thrills from his morning run. And while his mates all go on dates, taking the speed and drinking cans of bean, he stays home and cooks, curls up with a book with a girl he's had since he was 17. Because he's never really been part of the scene. While the other kids like Gunners, he like Queen. He's more into Beatles than the Stones. He's more Stevie Wonder than Ramones. And he's never owned a panel van. He never shot a Sepultura fan. He doesn't know the difference between metal and thrash. He couldn't tell you nothing about Axl and Slash. He likes Ben Folds and the Jackson 5. He knows all the words to Stayin' Alive. And though he wants to be all grungy and cool, he spent 11 years at a private school. So it don't matter how he tries, he cannot hide behind his rock and roll lies. Cause you've either got it or you don't. Yeah, you'll either rock it or you won't. Yeah, you've either got it or you don't. Yeah, you'll either rock it or you won't. He knows that his music lacks depth, but it just can't be helped. He has nothing interesting to say, so he writes about himself. But he doesn't want to seem self-obsessed, so he writes in third person. In an attempt to seem more rock and roll, but he knows it's not working. And deep in his heart, he knows that he'll never be Jet or Eskimo Joe. And even if he was quite pretty and wrote songs like Missy, he knows that he will always be a rock and roll nerd. He'll be writing songs the world don't care about him. Though it sounds absurd, he'll just keep writing. Oh yeah, yeah, you can criticize him,